Dude, put your phone on airplane mode. There's nothing that's gonna happen in the next 40 minutes that you have to hear. Good day, everyone. Welcome to GFBC. We're here for part two of the New Year's episode. We've got some snacks to make now. We made shots.
Part two of three.
Part two of three, maybe. Yes, maybe. We're not even sure. We're not sure how long this will take. For our first thing, we're just making little smokies, which is like cocktail weenies. But yeah. Who knows? Maybe that'll take us forever. We're not real cooks.
Well, the problem was is they're supposed to be both be slow cooking stuff, and I only have one crock pot. So one's gonna go in like a big pot. We're gonna cook it in there, and the other one's gonna go in the crock pot. What's the other thing we may be making?
Buffalo chicken dip, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's got ranch, blue cheese, a lot of hot sauce, and stuff like that. So.
Sweet. So we're basically just mixing stuff. The ingredients are lots of you already said all these things. Lots of barbecue sauce, brown sugar, lots of ketchup, Worcestershire sauce. Half a cup of onion and 56 wieners. 56 ounces of wieners.
It doesn't matter. We're putting both. Oh, yeah, 56, 28 times
2. Yeah, it was supposed to be 64, but I just reduced it.
I think that's a good idea.
All right. So, what else? Now we're just mixing shit. This will be easy. So, what kind of stuff did we not talk about episode one? Yeah. I was thinking maybe we could talk about, like, parties in general. Like, what makes a good party?
Well, I was going to say, like, we ran out of shit. We've never done two episodes like this before.
That's true.
Ever. Like, back-to-back like this. Yeah. And I was like, well, that's it. Nothing to talk about. Episode's over.
Yeah, right? You'll have to use your gift of gab to produce more content.
Well, we haven't seen each other kind of in a while, so I guess we kind of did a catch-up in the last season, which is... I guess we could do parties in general, though. I like that idea. So what's your experiences with parties?
That's the thing. I've never thrown one, really. I've had, as we call it, kickbacks. Which is when I invite, like, the five friends I have. No, I'm just kidding.
Six.
Less than 20. Maybe not more than 10. More than five, less than 20. For me, it's just, like, the people there, because I like smaller things.
Yeah.
You have more experience getting, like, larger crowds in there, so, like... What are some things you're doing for today that you want? Like, what are some things you've prepared for this party that are going to make it great?
Yeah, so I actually, I was talking to my dad about it the other day. My dad's like, do you know what you're doing? Like, I was like, Dad, do so many parties in college, it's ridiculous. So every Thursday in the second semester was every Friday, at least a double keg, and I said, yeah. Wait, is it the whole thing?
It's 36 ounces of barbecue. This is 28, and I'll just put some of that too.
Yeah, we should split it, I think, because that's sweet and spicy, so I got the sweet and spicy.
Dude.
Yeah, so half and half.
Good call.
Yeah.
So you said your dad.
Yeah, I was talking to my dad, and I was just like, Dad, I know how to throw these parties. I'm really good. The only difference is I'm not trying to rip off freshmen. Like, that's literally the only difference between this and that. And so, another thing too is I'm trying to be, like, more of an adult on this party. Like, I'm making shit. Like, I'm also not charging people either. Actually, I was talking to Joe. Like, a good idea would be, like, buy the keg to put, like, a little, like a mason jar and just be like, tips appreciated. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just something small and funny like that. I don't know if I'm gonna do it though. But, like, that's a big difference. But other things though, like, we decorated. I mean, how does it look in here?
It looks like a, I don't know I was gonna make a joke, like, at your expense, but I'm not going to. It looks very professional.
Okay. Yeah,
and you said your girlfriend decorated.
Yeah,
That's basically what I was gonna say. It looks like your girlfriend decorated.
Yeah, she did.
So it looks lovely.
And then, like, I did it. I put Christmas lights around all of the not Christmas lights. They're called galaxy lights. And I put these galaxy lights around.
I guess you'd be done with this one.
Yeah, I put galaxy lights around all of the cabin, so that looks cool. And we got, like, all these... What are these things even called? I don't even know.
LEDs?
No, these things.
Oh,
just, like, flyers?
Yeah, they're, like, little, like decorations, a little like glossy paper that you.
Yeah. Probably happy like, New Year's, yeah. Time to drink champagne and dance on the table.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, white girl stuff.
Yeah. Shit like that. There's big Happy New Year things and these like silver things all over. And then like, the big thing was I moved a ton of furniture actually into the basement. So like more people here. I had to move my kitchen table from my kitchen table to the family room. Sounds easy, right? So the kitchen table is too wide to fit through the doorway. So I had to take off all the what are they called?
Legs?
The legs on there. And that sounds easy, right? Yeah. Well, it's easy if you have the right tools. So I'm sitting here with like a monkey wrench trying to unscrew something that I need a socket wrench for. So that was kind of a nightmare. A lot of swearing involved in that process. But you know, it worked and, it's in there a little wobbly. And what else am I doing? Just like making food. Like, I don't know.
It's getting parking, making sure people have a way to get here. So yeah. Like you're worried about parking passes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing is like, if everyone has to drive, like they're not going to feel loose. Like they're going to have to,
I feel like I don't want people to drive. I tried to make that.
Right, and then, of course not.
I've been trying to make some, John actually complimented me on my hyping that I've been trying to like, not hyping, but like.
Yeah.
Like,
so what kind of, yeah, you post basically, yeah, I noticed you've been posting stuff on the event page
like
in
day.
Advance so that like, and it's not supposed to be like, the post itself isn't supposed to be that. It's not like super hilarious, but there's little jokes in there that keep people like, huh, I think I'm gonna have fun on whatever.
Exactly.
Just basically just keep people thinking about it.
Yeah.
Build anticipation and.
Exactly.
Me personally, I was like, oh, there's gonna be a keg there. And I'm like, I'm a little excited about that. And
Snoop Dogg may show up too.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg might show up.
Have you ever seen Old School before?
Of course.
You know, like when Snoopaloop does the concert?
Oh, shit.
When they're going streaking through the quad?
I should rephrase. I've only seen parts of Old School.
Oh,
the big thing, like, I've seen, like, the first half of it a couple times. And
Remember when they're going streaking through the quad?
Yeah, I remember that. That's the famous scene. I remember that for sure.
So, like, right before that, they do a concert in Snoopaloop. Like,
Snoopaloop
performs. I got the brown sugar.
Did you already do the Worcestershire?
Worcestershire?
Did you already pour it in?
I have not, no.
Okay, I'll do that.
And I'll do the brown sugar. But yeah, I don't know, I was the inspiration for that. But yeah, I've just been trying to, like...
2 tablespoons? Does that sound right?
No.
Double check that, it might be teaspoons.
No, I think that's too little. This is the buffalo, the little smokies. 1 tablespoon, yeah, dude, maybe do 3 tablespoons.
What?
Dude, Worcestershire is dope. All
right.
I got no problem putting more Worcestershire. And then we need to. I'm, no one's gonna be like, oh, this is too Worcestershire-y for me. But the brown sugar, that's gonna make them really sweet.
What were we talking about then?
Oh, about the little Facebook posts.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So, like, I don't know, I'm just trying to, like, build hype, you're right. I like, the big thing about when you have people over is, like, it's not about me. It's not about, like, me having fun. It's making sure everyone else has fun, which is huge for me. And, like, I'm, like, looking forward to, like, just, like, you sure this is right? 2 cups?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe it's 2 ounces.
One cup, you're right.
That's crazy. That's a lot of brown sugar.
That's a lot of brown sugar. Maybe we'll...
I see, do 1 and a half. Yeah. 1 and a quarter, man. I don't like
it. I don't want to be too sweet.
I don't like when these are sweet. I like when they're spicy. That's why I'm glad you got the spicy barbecue
sauce.
Well,
we got some Frank's hash. And we need to put this onion in here, too. You want to cut up that onion?
Yeah. You got a knife? Big knife?
Oh, they're up here. Use this one. They're up there. Oh, yeah. So I put, like, everything that's normally, like, on the kitchen counter. I put it on the top. Stuff like that. But, yeah, dude, I'm just, like, super, I'm just excited because it's, like, I get enjoyment when other people have fun.
Right, like, you've got something to do the whole party.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be super preoccupied with just, like, making sure everyone else is having a good time of their life. And, oh, the geofilter, got the geofilter, which is super cool.
Snapchat
geofilter, that's super cool.
Yeah, tell us about that, it's $5.
Yeah, well, you helped me design it, which is super sweet. We got this geofilter. On Snapchat, and like you just like design it, and then it's pretty basic. I mean, it's not like too awesome or anything.
But it's just like, see, that's just the thing where it's like, oh, and they had a geo filter. It's like some people will say the next day.
Yeah. I know, that's the thing. I just want to make it like, I was talking to Johnny C about it. He's been on this episode before on this podcast. And he goes, he's like, man, dude, like, what do you got planned for this? Like, I think you need to like go on Pinterest and like come up with some good ideas. And I'm like, dude, you got it covered. And we got this little photo booth station. We got these photo booth.
When you said photo booth, I thought you literally meant like someone and like put a big box.
I know.
Where there's going to be a curtain and everything. But it, I was like, that's not happening. That's a lie.
That's why I said station.
That's cool. That's cool.
Like, it's just like a backdrop. And we got like these signs that are like Happy New Year, like mustaches. Just like cute white girl stuff. Because these girls, man, these girls are so hard to keep entertained. Like,
dude, yeah, they have a lot of fun. Like, they're, I know, like, your girlfriend's friends, they go out a lot. So it's, like, hard to keep them entertained.
You need to keep, they're hard to keep entertained. So you really need to, like, come with your A game. Yeah. Or else they're going to be like,
They're going to post on Tumblr about it, how bad of a job it is.
Tumblr. They're going to hit Tumblr, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, MySpace.
Yeah, dude. Like,
they'll hit everything. Swarm. I don't even know what that is. But
is that a thing, Swarm?
Well, when I like post an Instagram photo, it like asks me if I want to post it on Swarm. So I have no idea what it is, but it's obviously a social media thing. All right, we're good on this, man. This is so much easier than my shots. Those are difficult, man.
Yeah, I think crockpots are like the best invention.
Oh, that's the kitchen. Thing I want to talk about. So like because
yeah, crockpot.
Yeah, because of GFBC, it really got me into crockpotting, like a lot. Like
It's super simple. Everything's delicious.
Crockpot every single Sunday for the past couple weeks, and the primary motivation for it. Are you crying yet?
A little bit. No. Just it's not the onions though. It's just the I'm so happy for you. Okay, go on.
It's just like about adulting, man. Just like budgeting and stuff. Like it just makes so much more sense to. Yeah, I'm gonna start grabbing some of these. Give me some space. It just makes so much more sense to really.
Oh, sorry, bud.
Cool. You almost cut off my finger. Just makes so much more sense to crockpot, but like I've been getting some really good things. I'm making like a lot of pot roasts, soups I've been getting into. One of my favorite dishes actually was like this tomato sauce. It was like a stroganoff with tomato sauce. So it was like, you alright?
Yeah. Is that how? Was it good?
Crying, John, you're a little bitch. So I cut up an onion every single Sunday, at least one onion, and I would think that I would build up some tolerance to like not crying.
Oh man, I really thought I was gonna be able to fight this. Oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
Do we need to use the whole onion?
No, we're good. You alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm coming in.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about my childhood and...
It's alright, John. We don't need to talk about that anymore, man.
Okay. Feel better.
You good? Wow, this is very potent.
Potent potables.
Alright, yeah, we don't need to do all this onion.
I think I was also worried about the onions. Like, in terms of good parties, aren't we kind of doing a disservice to the partygoers by giving them smelly breath with onions?
I don't think so. Like, the way I envision these little smokies are people just putting, are just taking, like, the toothpicks, and they're just gonna, like, just grab with the toothpicks. They're just gonna take the toothpick and just pluck them out. So I don't think that, like, they're going to grab any onions. I think the onions are just for flavor and the little smokies when they're cooking. You all right, John? I'm sorry to put you through that. Sorry to put you through that, man.
Yeah. All right.
Little smokies are cooked.
Are we? You were done? That was fun.
Dude.
Let's get the next list out.
14 minutes.
So we're just going to throw it in the crock pot and leave it for 2 hours.
This one's just as easy, too.
Yeah, it's just on a pan. So, with the chicken, it's called Buffalo Chicken Ranch Dip.
With blue cheese.
Yeah, blue cheese wasn't on the recipe. And as you know, what website is this? Never mind, I thought this was like BuzzFeed. Anyway, so it's 40 ounces of chicken. We're just gonna get like 2 rotisserie chickens and chop those.
Because it's already pretty cooked. So, yeah. It's like...
32 ounces of cream cheese, 2 cups of ranch. That's a lot of ranch.
Yep.
1.5 cups of pepper sauce. We're just going to use, what kind of sauce is it?
Frank's.
We called Frank. He brought some of his sauce over. And 3 cups of shred cheddar.
But we're going to use Kobe Jack cheese and Mexican cheese.
Yes.
Because that's what I had in my fridge.
Yeah, that's how winning is done.
So we're trying to like minimize expenses here. So here, I think the hardest part, John, is going to be this chicken, shredding this chicken.
Okay. So you're putting it on there?
Yeah, I'm going to do this here. So do you want to...
I should use this, though.
Yeah. Where should I go with this?
Once I get...
I just need space. Here, you can take this, or I mean, you can take this.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you put can it over here. No, that's
oh, on... Oh, it's still going.
That's on heat.
But yes. No, let's clear this space right here.
Use it right here.
Clear this space.
This space? All right, yeah, that's cool.
I don't want to be reaching.
Sorry for the noise here, guys.
Don't kid yourself, Kevin. No one's listening.
Dude, I think they do. They love it.
All right.
This kind of grosses me out, kind of, when I look at this chicken. It's like, that was an animal at one time. I don't know. Am I weird or no?
You're not weird. It's just, I'm going to start crying again. It does look weird. Like, chickens do look like... Rotisserie chickens... I don't know. There's something creepy about it, now that you mention it.
Yeah, it definitely looks a little creepy.
I know it literally is a skeleton with a bunch of meat on it, but, like, that's what I think. It's like a... It's a dead body with a lot of extra stuff.
So I'm just shred this up. So we want this in the middle. Should I put the skin in there too or no?
I say hell yeah, dude. That's where all the flavor's at. All
right, yeah.
In fact, I'm going to take some of that shit.
Grab it. I know. I kind of want to eat some of it right now. I'm not going to lie.
Mm.
Good?
Yes.
Yeah, I think.
Very cold chicken.
Cold and delicious chicken.
Okay, I can't focus.
All right. Back on track. So you're saying like, so we've never done back-to-back episodes before. We were talking about.
I don't believe we have.
And you were talking like, you're like, after the first one, we kind of like took a little break, made some phone calls, like party planning, you know, because we're cool and shit. Called the promoter, you know, Yeezy was calling me. I'm like, yo, man.
Sorry, Snoop Dogg's got the spot.
Yeah, man. Like, we're pretty packed as is. What the worst thing? I'm going to go on a little tangent here. All right. So I know I do it too sometimes on Facebook, but now that I've experienced doing it, if someone invites me to a party, I'm not going to ignore it. I'm either going to say I'm going or I'm not, because I have no idea how many people are coming right now, and it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's like, I was talking to my girlfriend, and she's like, oh yeah, you know, Brendan's coming, and he's like bringing 3 friends, and I'm like, well, I didn't, is he invited on Facebook? She's like, oh yeah, and I was like, okay, like, thanks for telling me, like, people are just, like, coming, and they're not, like, oh, yeah, I'm coming to your party. It's like, why couldn't you just say that on Facebook?
That's where I invited you.
Yeah, for the longest time, I thought only, like, 20-some people, or, like, 13 people accepted it. I'm like, oh, it's going to be a small little shindig, like.
And that's what I thought, too, and now it's exploding, because everyone's, like, plans are falling through. Yeah, and
no one ever has plans to, like, day off. And Tony, my buddy Tony's like, it's kind of a last-minute thing. I'm like, not really, man, like. You give someone more than a week in advance in today's day and age, it's like...
That's a lot.
Yeah, you just... You gave them enough time to plan and everything, too.
Could that be our...
Yeah, it could be. We may have to pause. My roommate may have gotten home. He's coming back from Michigan. My new roommate, who we discussed before. The one who deals my own cook's meth.
Yes. He doesn't deal it, so don't... Yeah, he's not that bad of a guy. He's just
like,
cooks it.
He's like Breaking Bad. Yeah. You know, he has cancer. Gosh. And he's just trying to save money for his family. John, sometimes you have the... I don't think so.
What did you say?
You have these difficulties sometimes with, like, some of these...
Opening things?
Yeah.
It's because I, like, the reason I think it takes me forever to, like, do it, usually it's, like, if I'm not... It's because I'm multitasking, I swear. Because, like,
yeah,
I don't realize how long it's taking me to do something.
Uh-huh.
Because we're talking, and I'm like, I don't even notice that I've been standing here with a brick of cheese for 30 seconds. It happened last. What were we doing?
The can opener episode.
No, I'm saying the last episode we just did. I was doing something forever. What did we even just make? I didn't even forget.
Jello shots, man.
Jello shots. Oh, the champagne took me a while to open for one of them.
One of them popped in your face.
Yeah, that was scary.
That's cool.
Very scary. Lots of tears today.
So
what were we talking about? You said you're not gonna.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna.
RSVP and stick to that RSVP.
Yeah,
I backed out on one recently. I feel terrible.
I mean, backing out's better than like. than like not and showing up and not seeing it confirmed.
They, like people like kind of watch the guest list grow. It's like, is anyone cool gonna be there?
Yeah.
Is like, this gonna be good for my Instagram presence?
Yeah. No, this is gonna be. That's why I tried to put some hype shit in there. So yeah, it is gonna be good.
Everyone's coming because they found out about the geo filter.
Dude, it's gonna be pretty sweet. It's so cheap. $5 too.
It's pretty sweet.
Like, how can you not?
Pretty cool, man.
Dude, I think it's a hell of a come up. I think it's a great idea. I think Snapchat is the coolest thing in the entire world. Like,
coolest thing in the entire world, Kevin.
Cool social media source.
Okay.
Cool social media thing you can do.
It's definitely the most innovative.
Yeah.
I don't think it's. If I had to give one up though, I wouldn't. I'd keep Facebook, dude.
Yeah, Facebook just.
It's so much more useful.
It is, but it's also like. It's so. Like, so many parents are on it now, and grandparents. I just like. Kind of ruined it for me, I'm not gonna lie. Should I put the dark meat in here too? Too late.
Yeah. Why would you not?
I don't know, some people don't like dark meat, man.
Well, some people don't deserve to eat chicken at all. Dark meat? Do you like dark meat or white meat?
I mean,
like, light meat, I don't know what you call it.
I prefer light meat.
Dark meat, man. It's the ish.
Is it?
Yeah, I get that from my dad's side. And so my dad likes dark meat. My mom likes light meat. And so everyone in her family actually does. So when he goes to the family parties, he loves it because he's the only one there who likes dark meat.
Yeah. I don't mind dark meat, but like, I don't know. I'd rather have light meat. It's also the majority of the chicken or the turkey is always light meat. I think I just had like a bad experience with dark meat one time and it just tasted like it was burnt. I don't know. It just tastes different to me.
Okay. Is that a cup thing?
Yeah. Over here. But it needs to be washed.
Ah, you bastard.
It needs to be washed, man. I don't know. I can definitely get some more chicken out of that.
You too.
Just eating away. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so. What else?
Well, I just want to talk about the idea of this third episode. I don't know if it will happen, but, like, when we hide the mic.
Okay.
But can we just talk about the idea?
Let's figure it out. This will be good. So we're talking about parties in general. Yeah. What makes a good party? And so, like, we have to figure out, is this going to add value to the party? Of course it'd be, explain what it is, explain the idea first, and then I'll talk about what I'm trying to talk about.
So, one of our, like, I guess you can call them inspirations, would you?
Yeah.
I mean, it helped get me into the podcast game for sure, where Jake, it got me into the comedy podcast, because before I used to just do the informative, like, podcast, but I never did, like, comedy podcast before, because I'm like, if you're, like, that funny, or, like, whatever, like, you can't be that funny all the time. Sort of deal, I always thought. Like, so, like, the podcast would be a waste of my time. But then I heard Jake and Amir. I wouldn't say they're our inspiration, but, like, I don't know. They're definitely a factor in, like, what we've done. And, like, we've modeled some things off of them. Kind of not really, because we're our own thing. And no one out there does what we do as good as we do.
We're 100% original. There's no one in the world who's made a shitty podcast with one of their bros.
But they never cooked. This is new. These are new ideas, man.
You're right. We're
innovators. Yeah, exactly. But anyways, they had this episode, I think it was the Halloween, when they hosted a party, and they did like a, along the same episode though, they did like a pre-party episode, a during party episode, where they, like, halfway through the party, they went and they checked in and they recorded some podcasts up. And then they did a post-episode sort of thing. It was just, like, really cool or whatever. I'm like,
reduced fat? I'm not using this.
Yeah, don't use that. So our idea, though, is to maybe, what we want to do is we want to, where we're actually cooking right now, there's, like, these cabinets. And what we want to do is we want to maybe hide a mic in this cabinet. And when one of us are, when keep it on, I don't know how that would look if we kept it on constantly. Is how
like we could, if somehow we got the laptop in there too,
yeah,
we could just open it up,
yeah,
hit record, and then get someone near the mic and start talking to them about something and see if you can get an interesting conversation out
and
of
just,
them.
Well, I'd be
a
like,
candid moment.
I would open it up and be like, hey, you're on GFPC.
okay, that's what we did.
And just like surprise people and just be like, what do you got to say or whatever. But yeah, or a candid moment or something. Like, I don't know. I think it would be some cool, and then we'd pop it into one of the episodes. But then like chances are like we're going to be too busy and won't be able to do that. But
true.
People will be having so much fun. And then like once we do it to one person, they're like, oh my God, it was just on the famous GFPC podcast. And then everyone's going to be like crowded over here. Because they're going to want to, like, get on the episode, too. Is that the wrong one?
No, I just... Keep going. What were you saying? So then... I just got to check, It says a cup and a half of hot sauce. I'm like, no way.
Yeah, that's right, dude. That's what gives it the buffalo.
Where? Oh, this is the wrong one.
But that's what gives the buffalo, man.
Three quarters cup... of pepper sauce. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. That's what gives it the buffalo, man. But we have blue cheese in there and we have ranch.
Is this... So yes. This is hot sauce. This is not pepper sauce. Is that
pepper sauce is hot sauce.
Okay.
If you... Like, I think I have a Tabasco in here. And Tabasco... Here, before you do it, I just want to show you. Tabasco. I have Louisiana.
Oh, that is old as fuck. No, I think I remember seeing on the Tabasco bottle...
You know when you go to...
It says pepper, yeah.
What do you mean this is old as fuck?
Why is it, like, separated like that?
Because it collutes. It's not homogeneous.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, you gotta shake it up.
So, we're supposed to put... Wait, a cup and a half? This is exactly a cup and a half? Wait, no, this is less... A cup is 8 fluid ounces, so a cup and a half is 12.
So, that's, yeah.
Okay.
And this.
Oh, God.
You were so close to putting it in there. I saw you looking.
But, I mean, here's what would happen. It would be one at a time. I bet you can get the thing off, yeah. Let me try.
Yeah, I got
this. Oh, dude, yeah, that can come off.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. You know, it looks kind of weird right now.
Oh. That sounded gross as hell. All right, we put a whole bottle of hot sauce in there. Then what else do we need to do? Ranch, too?
I think that's it. Oh, ranch, yeah, 2 cups of ranch.
2 cups of ranch. And this is 18
fluid.
Oh, so this is 18 fluid ounces. So if you said 8 ounces is 1 cup.
So 16 would be 2. So that's a little more than 2. Put the whole thing in. The
whole thing of ranch.
Oh, and blue cheese. We're adding blue cheese to this.
I can't open this. My finger, I'm wet.
Oh, because you're...
I'm all wet.
I'm all wet from that experience. Do you think this one comes off too?
Yeah. Let me give it a shot. I got some fingernails.
I want to learn too.
Use your thumb.
Okay, you go.
Yeah,
we're trying to pop the... When you open up the ranch bottle, there's like a little rubber thing over it with a hole in the middle. We're trying to get that off so we can pour the ranch out quicker. No, this is
the same as the other one.
Okay.
You can dump it in. Oh, yeah.
So I was concerned about a full bottle... I was concerned about a full bottle of hot sauce, but... We've got a full bottle of ranch to cool it off.
Exactly. And then we got blue cheese, too, to give it some really nice flavor. Damn, dude. This was so much easier than the Jello shots. That was a 40-minute episode of Jello shots, man. How long is this one?
We're at 30 right now.
Yeah, we cooked 2 things.
Yeah, well, kind of. We only have half the chicken we need.
Yeah, we're going to get that later. So
I am going to eat one of these.
Little smokies?
Yeah.
They're fully cooked to begin with. Does this say to I'm supposed to mix this up, right?
One could assume so.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to eat one more.
Are they good?
I'm very, very hungry right now. I didn't think about...
Are they good?
Lunch, yeah.
Maybe we can
still
get
a
lunch.
Little bit cool, but...
Wow, look at this. This looks really good. Maybe I don't need to get another chicken.
Why do you think... So, what's the main thing that gives it flavor?
Not the... The chicken gives it substance.
Yeah, maybe we don't need the chicken. It's extra chicken.
Because that's like $6 for a chicken. Not that that's a lot of money or anything because I'm a baller, but... It's not cheap.
I see what you mean. $6 of chicken will not add $6 of value to this dish.
No, it won't because people won't be able to know the difference if there's 1 or 4. What is this thing right here?
Is that a bone?
It's out. Whatever it is. It's not a bone. I think it's the dark meat. The dark meat looks like shit in here, dude.
What else do you want to talk about in your life or life in general?
Oh, that's the skin.
So, do we do the podcast thing? Are we going to do it or not?
Tonight?
We should. Well, actually, we shouldn't commit to it now because we're live. Yeah. And if
I can't get it working, yeah,
we won't do it.
I think it's going to be, if we can set it up, we're going to do it.
Okay.
Is that reasonable?
I think so. Do we leave it open for half an hour or do we just open it up? I think we should open it up like here and there throughout the night. Like have each person say something about it.
Maybe we can
talk about their year. Hey, what
do
you do this year?
Fuck.
You got a goal, man?
That's great. Yeah, that'd be like, I think we should do the whole thing where you open it up and you're like, hey, you're on GFPC.
That'd be cool.
And wait. Then be like, what you want, or like, we could do not like a time capsule, but like, what was your favorite moment of 2016? And what do you want to accomplish in 2017? What's your name and what do you want to accomplish?
Okay.
Right?
Well, we got to change up the questions, though. I think that if, you know, 30 minutes of that.
That would be boring.
Mix stuff up, yeah.
Would it be fun for, like, that would be a great way to get new listeners, too.
Yeah. They want to hear themselves.
Everyone wants to hear themselves.
Their mom wants to hear them. Instagram followers want to hear them.
Exactly.
Instagram followers.
So Jeff did not get us over to Century Mark.
Yeah, well, I mean, we stopped making content, so.
Yeah. So maybe a prerequisite to get on the show is you have to like us on Facebook. Fair.
That'll get us like, you know, that'll get us 10 new likes a year.
That's better than what we're doing right now. All right. I think we're good, man.
We're done making this.
We're done making it.
Anything to chit-chat about before we sign off here?
Man, dude. Just glad we made an episode. I'm glad it worked out, dude.
Yeah, one last one before the year ends.
I hope we get this third one, but like, we'll see. We'll fuck with it when we're done.
We'll mess around with it.
All right, let's just like, I mean, I don't think, because we're going to do this again, right? This thing will be like our last
episode. No, I don't think so. Hopefully we'll do like, I mean, obviously we don't meal prep anymore, but I mean, you meal prep, but I don't.
Yeah.
We do like little meals, like dinners.
Yeah.
For bay and bay, respectively.
That would be pretty sweet.
This is good, man.
This okay. is good, right?
Yeah, so let's close off here. I don't know how we end episodes. We did something stupid last time. We hope you have a...
Yeah.
We hope that this year is the best year of your life.
Yeah, seriously. Murder it in 2017.
Murder it.
It's a good year. It's the year of the dragon.
Is it really?
Don't look that up.
Don't look.